put on a contraption kind of like glasses with a pod that sits right under your nose. In that pod is a cotton wick that's soaked in food perfume and a bland something on the table below you.
You need to come up with an edible substance and a smell that will work together to sort of fool the brain a little bit, to make you feel like you're eating the real thing.
Miriam Songster is one of the two Brooklyn-based artists behind the project, which made its debut this week at a launch party for Design Philadelphia.
Ghost food represents a possible future eating experience in a time when climate change has affected available species.
The foods on the menu are cod, peanuts, and chocolate, all potentially endangered by less salty oceans or drier climates. The other artist behind Ghost Food is Miriam Simoon.
I mean, Ghost Food is serving samples of the future, or at least of one future.
Is this just plain milk? It tastes sweet and chocolatey.
Dan Schimmel is sampling the chocolate milk for the first time. His consultancy, Steamwork Philly, helped connect the team behind Ghost Food with the 3D printers at NextFab Studio and the scientists at the Monell Center who study scent.
It's two artists who are creating a piece that's kind of part performance, part research, part looking into the future, considering important issues, and turning it into a flavor experience that you can have from a food cart. I mean, it's pretty wild.
The intersection of science and art, which is housed in a small trailer, has packed up and hit the road. Ghost Food is serving up its unique dining experience in New York City and Newark, New Jersey in the next few days. I'm Zach Seward, WHYY News.